This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A Ukrainian top commander has said his forces are pushing back against Russian troops in the battle for a town in eastern Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The commander said the situation in Bakhmut is being stabilized in a battle which can only be described as long and grinding. British military intelligence said Russia appears to be moving to a defensive strategy in eastern Ukraine. The seven-month battle for Bakhmut, where Russian forces have closed in on three sides, is the longest clash of the war. Russian forces must go through Bakhmut to push deeper into parts of the eastern Donbass region, though Western officials say that the capture of the city would have limited impact on the course of the war. I'm Karen Chemas.
In other developments, Russian President Vladimir Putin held a phone call with his Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan on extending the Black Sea grain deal. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told the Japan News that Ukraine did not receive peace mediation proposals from China or a proposal to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping. AP reports Wagner Group leader Yevgeny Prigozhin says more than 5,000 former criminals have been pardoned after honoring their contracts to fight in Russia's mercenary group against Ukraine. Syrian opposition activists say Iran-backed fighters are on alert in eastern Syria a day after U.S. forces launched retaliatory airstrikes on sites in the war-torn country. The airstrikes came after a suspected Iran-made drone killed a U.S. contractor and wounded six other Americans on Tuesday. The situation was calm on Saturday following a day in which rockets were fired at bases housing U.S. troops in eastern Syria. The rockets came after U.S. airstrikes on three different areas in eastern Syria near the area bordering Iraq.